Good morning, Julia Loy.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm good. Now, you had a busy weekend, and we all had a busy weekend. You were out at the little dunking, the little ice dunking there, and we saw Roy Zamataro go into the ice. We saw Michael Kerr go into the ice. Was that particularly satisfying for you as the mayor?
That's a good question. I also saw you being dunked.
Yes, I did, and that's the coldest I've ever been, Julia. I'm glad you didn't do it because it's the coldest I've ever been.
It certainly looked like it from everyone's face as they emerged from the ice water. But look, it was a fun time, I think, for everyone. It's so good that our own Port Douglas Crocs AFL have joined in to raising money for motor neuron disease. We know that it's been a big thing with AFL, particularly with Neil Danaher, I think.
Yep.
I hope I've got that correct.
Correct.
I know that he suffered so much from that disease, and I remember at the time. It certainly really alerted people to what that disease does, and also just now everyone can actually contribute to research so that hopefully people don't suffer to the extent that they have in the past.
Absolutely. And Neil Danaher, just fantastic and a positive person, so positive. Julia, just have a little listen now. Leon Baker, very well-known former Essendon player, right, a premiership player. Have a listen to when he went in. This is Double O doing the commentary.
Ladies and gentlemen, Leon Baker. He played with the Danahers, and this means so much to him. But also, this is for the year that you coached us and you made us do 300 bloody sit-ups and 300 bloody push-ups. And I've just had someone who's got $100, Steve Noonan, one of the ex-presidents of the Port Douglas Footy Club. He's got $100. You've got to go under, Bakes. Oh, there he goes.
There you go. It's good. A lot of fun, wasn't it?
No, it was. It was a great day and a really great way to celebrate the 30th anniversary as well. And I know that it was a weekend that many people kicked on for quite a long time.
Absolutely. Well, of course, Saturday night was a blue and white ball. And I got to say, it was beautifully, beautifully organised by the club. And we heard from some of the former coaches of the club. Andy Smith there, of course, the founder of the club, he was there with Double O, and they were talking to a lot of the former coaches and the stories that came out. And this was an amazing journey of this club, which is quite unique in this part of Australia. It really is. And just a massive success this club has had. But anyway, on to something else now, Julia. Massive success this is. The world's first rideshare submarine, the Scuba, the SC Uber, is up our way now. It all started yesterday officially up our way, and it's really gone crazy on social media. And one of the things that it's done, it's focused world attention now on the Great Barrier Reef. And if any time we needed that to really show the big picture and what we're doing, it's now, and what a way to do it.
You're absolutely right. This is promotional dollars you could never, ever pay for. For us, it's mammoth to have a Scuba in Queensland, and they've got a lot of partners involved, of course. It's worldwide social media phenomenon at the moment, and so it should be, because the Great Barrier Reef is so important, not just to the world, but particularly to Queensland and Douglas Shire. We know how important it is for our local economy, and that's why at Council we're doing everything we can to make sure that we're supporting initiatives, long-term initiatives that go to actually saving the reef in the future. But we also totally acknowledge that there are beautiful areas right now to go and visit. And so we want people to know that come and see the beautiful Great Barrier Reef. Stay for as long as you like in the Douglas Shire. Make sure you go to the Mossman Gorge Centre, for example. Go up to Daintree, go up to Cape Tribulation. There is so many diverse and fantastic tourism experiences here. But this particular initiative is just what we need at the moment.
Now, Julia, a council has invited the public to an information session tomorrow at the Cow Bay Hotel. As I understand, this CEO, Mark Stormer, will run through some sort of pertinent information about the Daintree Ferry tender process. Tell us more.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that session is open to the public from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. At the Cow Bay Hotel. And this information session is one that we promised the community that we would get back to. We know that we will be tendering out for the new Daintree ferry or ferries, whatever that will be. We've already gone through a sort of a testing the market process through an expressions of interest process, and we got some very good information about that. So what this session is all about is to hear about the summary of the traffic modelling report, which is also available on our website if you're interested, so that people can actually ask questions and so that we can recap the tender process and the timelines involved.
That is good. Now, talking about Cow Bay, while we're on that, Council's aware of some television reception issues for residents in the Cow Bay area.
Yes, and as we notified, I think, on Friday, that we are aware of them and we're currently investigating the outage, and also at the same time, of course, apologise for any inconvenience in relation to that.
Do we know what the reasons are, why there's a breakup in their reception in that particular area?
Look, I don't personally know, Paul. I was only myself notified on Friday, probably quite late Friday. Certainly that's all part of the investigation.
Sure.
And I'll certainly be finding out myself.
Sure.
Well,
now, Council
Crew...
Hopefully
it won't be too long.
You know, hopefully not too long. The poor buggers up there. Now, council crews are out and about cleaning up our shire, attacking the weeds, you know, garden beautifications ahead of the Garden Awards, of course. And Julia, this one spiked my interest. Kooya Beach pigs. Now, as somebody who's been here, we've only been here 8 months, I've never heard of Kooya Beach pigs. Is this a regular thing?
Look, I suppose at the moment some people, more recent residents, may think it's a little odd to have feral pigs perhaps in our more suburban areas. But certainly for anyone in the Douglas Shire for any time, feral pigs are a huge scourge, and they're in all sorts of areas. I mean, I know you've got to be really careful if you're driving around dusk at the Oak Beach sort of area. There's often been feral pigs. I know personally some friends who suffered some really very bad accidents as a result of running into a feral pig.
Ooh.
There's lots of people who've done that, unfortunately, throughout the years. Because we have, you know, all the beautiful hills, say, for example, Dagmar Range, which is behind our place, and we've got a fruit farm. I mean, it is not uncommon for us to see feral pigs right in front of the house, whole families of them. We know we see the damage around our fruit trees. Cane Farm has seen the damage. North of the river is the damage. You know, there's extensive damage as well. But different times, you know, they're more active. I've been asking a few questions of long-term locals, and people do feel that there's far more feral pigs around at the moment. Council for many, many years have actually allocated money to assist in trying to eradicate pigs. We've trialled various things and we continue to do that. And so ratepayers and council, of course, are contributing to try and get rid of feral pigs. In relation to the Kooya Beach ones, we know about them and we've set up a trap. We're also asking people to stay away from the trap. They're very smart, and when people are around, they stay away from the trap.
I imagine hitting a pig, a feral pig, would be like, on the roadway, would be like hitting a mini boulder, one would think.
Yes, it's pretty scary. We once had some friends. We were coming back from the Daintree Eco Lodge after dinner, late one night, and next minute, bang, a big pig smashed into the windscreen.
Oh.
Luckily, it broke, but it was pretty scary for these friends as well. They started to wonder where they'd come from as well. We'd actually stopped the car on the way up because there was a huge snake that was showing them as well.
Oh, well, that's the sort of area we live in.
So this is life in the tropics.
Exactly.
We're pretty used to it. We have pigs, we have snakes, we have beautiful wildlife as well, of course.
Of course. Now, the Regional Arts Development Fund Committee went through one of the largest ever pool of applications to fund 15 art projects, and they're tipped to tell, and this is wonderfully important for our area, local stories and cultivate culture in the Douglas Shire. Tell us more, Julia.
This is exactly what we really encourage in our Douglas Shire Regional Arts Development Fund, and this has been occurring for many, many years. We have amazing artists, we have great storytellers, and we've got some really exciting projects that we've just approved. We had a record number of applicants, which was fantastic, and we were able to fund a vast array of those applications. And some of the exciting projects, which you'll hear more about in the next few months, is an environmental art event, and it's entitled Call of the Running Tide. And that is a whole mix of different projects that form part of a bigger event. And so we'll be really excited to be able to talk more about that in the future.
Fantastic. The more stories out of this area, I love local stories. And when I talk to some of the locals around here, Julia, they've got some wonderful stories to tell. And unfortunately, a lot of the older people who die, who pass on, take those stories with them. Now, we've been able to, through some of the books that were launched at our very library here in Mossman, told stories of locals, but there's many other ones that die with the people, don't they?
You're absolutely right, and that's why I really commend our local authors, such as Pamela Spurden. She's
yep.
certainly been for many years over quite a number of books. Put together various stories.
Yep.
Even our local papers over the years, they've usually had at least one contributor that's been focusing on different people. And, of course, when you talk about their lives, they cross over different events, how things were in the early days of the cane industry, for example, the cattle industry, early days of our tourism, and then going back to, you know, a whole sort of different waves of migration into the Douglas Shire. And also, of course, our Googie stories. There is so much more to be told. And that's why, really, with this Regional Arts Development Fund, it's very important, and we spend a lot of time trying to encourage anyone who has got a great story to tell or knows that they can put together a great story of someone else to contact us and work out, you know, how you can take advantage of that. Because this is something for future generations, and we want to make sure that it isn't lost.
Okay, have a great day, Julie. Oh, the sun is out. Is it out in your area?
Yes, it is.
Beautiful. 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 No, sun's out in Port. It's just beautiful in Mossman, which is great. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks very much, Paul. You have a wonderful week.